from what I can tell, what we're doing here is not really being done anywhere in the Berkshires, in Massachusetts, or in New England, really.
Alon Bachrach stands on the edge of a stage being completely repositioned for an upcoming show where the audience will sit at the same level as the performers. The show is the first of Mass Live Arts' third festival at Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington. A Boston native, Bachrach started the organization after moving from New York City to the Berkshires, where his parents had settled. He wanted to fill a cultural hole he saw in the region.
Contemporary performance, or experimental theater, or they're all just code for artists who are kind of trying to redefine the medium that they're working in. In this case, it's theater or dance, or people who don't identify as doing either theater or dance. But just doing something live in a room, and what is that? Trying to see what else it can be, as opposed to just something based around a script or just something based around a choreographer.
The idea has manifested itself into a month-long theater, dance, film, and art bundle featuring a world premiere and the return of a show commissioned by Mass Live Arts. Andrew Schneider is offering You Are Nowhere, a performance featuring dialogue, movement, and shocking use of lights.
Okay, so the world presents us with phenomena, things that we observe and make note of, from which we must work to derive concepts that help us understand how those phenomena relate to the rest of our experience.
I think that theater as an art form is 20 years behind any other art form, maybe, and which is weird because the technology is out there, in like concert lighting, things like that. But you don't really see it employed in traditional theater. So I wanted to see things on stage that traditional technical infrastructure doesn't support, you know, like with incandescent lighting and things. So I started making my own sort of LED lights and controlling them with a microcontroller and then syncing that very precisely with sound and video. And to do that, you don't need a theater, you just need a laptop. So I just sit in my apartment and solder things up and, code things and just like try to achieve this sort of synesthesia that I wanted to see on stage.
Schneider's way of piecing together the performance is rather unorthodox as well.
And I didn't even write anything down, actually. I just, most of the text that I say is recorded. I surround myself with books and things that I'm interested in, and I would have an idea for a section of dialogue, and I would just record it and then play it back, listening to it on headphones. And I would listen to it, and as I was hearing it, I would say it at the same time, as a way to not have to memorize anything.
You Are Nowhere runs from July 6th to the 11th.
I think what someone can expect is to at first be confused, then realize that they don't need to be confused because truly no one really knows what's going on. When I'm on stage performing, I mean, I know what's going on, but we're exploring these ideas that don't really fit together, and that's creating something bigger, and everyone sort of latches onto that, I think, and gets it, and everyone like sort of lets the show sort of wash over them and goes along for the ride.
To sum it up, Schneider says his show operates like a human brain, constantly distracted by innumerable tasks or thoughts. Bachrach proves it.
For example, my phone just buzzed in my pocket right now, and there's like three things going on in my head about who that could be. Like, is it my girlfriend? Is it somebody that's coming next week? Is it, you know what I mean? It's very much, the show is like that for me. I don't remember what your question was.
Operating with a staff of 5 people, Mass Live Arts also launched a formal performance training institute this summer for recent college graduates. Artists, some of whom design and build their own sets, stay in campus dorms and fuel up in the school's cafeteria. Also showing at the festival is a dance play by the Faye Driscoll Group on July 14th, using recorded stories told by the performers to inspire movement.
I mean, he didn't scream at me, I screamed at him. We were screaming all over the house, and my mom was like broken up from all this.
Mass Live Arts also offers film showings like Eternal. In it, two performers read the final lines from the 2004 occult film Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, unedited for 2 straight hours.
Wait.
What?
I don't know. Just wait.
What do you want, Joel?
Beverly Acero has come to the Berkshires from New Jersey every summer for the past 40 years and stopped by Mass Live Arts for the first time.
It's totally different than anything we've ever experienced here. I think it'll be a wonderful draw for younger people as well as anyone, actually. And it's different medium There's gallery, there's video, there's theater, there's music, all in the same place. So I like that.
The festival's last day is July 26th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.